delighted to be joined by Chris Sharman, CEO of Doe & Co. in MK. Chris, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you.
Lovely to talk to you. Now, I've not had the luxury of trying Doe & Co yet, but I'm very excited to. Tell us all about it, first of all.
So Doe & Co do wood-fired pizza, and we try our best to give the best possible service, even for takeaways. So we do takeaway and delivery. We have restaurant. You can order on the app or the website, or you can come in for full service restaurant experience.
Awesome. And Doe & Co, relatively new, right? How long have you been going?
Just 3 years. So we started in Sudbury at the end of 2018, and Milton Keynes, I believe, was our 13th site.
13th? So that's a pretty fast expansion in, what, little over 3 years?
Yes, yeah. So we've really focused on growing, especially throughout the pandemic. We never closed any sites.
Wow.
And we just kept pushing forwards. And we are actually opening a further 3 or 4 this year.
Fantastic. And I know the Kingston Centre is a new one. Is it proving popular?
Yes, yeah, no, it's been really popular. Milton Keynes has been a very good site for us, and the people there are really nice. There's lots of food bloggers, and we've got very good visibility in Kingston Centre as well.
Good to hear. Talk us through some of the menu. Talk us through some of the options that people can enjoy at Doe & Co.
So all of the menu at Doe & Co is pretty much designed by me at the beginning. We haven't changed it so much. So we don't have many of the classic pizzas that you'd see on an Italian restaurant. We've got mainly ones that I've created, and we use our own recipe sauce and our own recipe dough, and we use sourdough, which we ferment for 3 days.
Wow.
And we've renamed them all. So what you'd normally call a margarita, we call the classic one. And we've got what you'd normally call perhaps like a meat feast. We have got the high protein one. We source most of the ingredients, or as much as we can, from Italy. Mm-hmm. The rest is locally. Obviously, that is quite challenging at the moment, so we do our best.
Yeah.
So basically, we just make it all with our own ingredients and our own sauce, and I'd recommend to try. So always the best way, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And these are wood-fired pizzas. What is so special about wood-firing a pizza compared to other methods of maybe cooking a pizza?
Well, if you haven't tried wood-fired pizza, you haven't tried pizza. So it's completely different. So we're in an electric oven. You'll tend to find that it takes 3 or 4 minutes to cook.
Yeah.
It will go brown, and it will be quite solid on the base, and you can load it up with toppings. In wood-fired pizza, you can cook that within around 60 seconds, even less if you get your oven a lot hotter, because you go to 400 degrees Celsius, or even a little hotter.
Cool.
If you like.
Yeah.
And you put a bit less ingredients on, so it's a bit more floppy, and you're sort of supposed to fold the slice and eat it. But you get obviously the charred taste. It's a little more refined, even though it's rustic. It doesn't really make sense, right? But yeah, it's a completely different pizza. So once you try wood-fired pizza, it's completely different.
Wow. And I mean, that's much hotter as well. 400, how quickly does it cook?
Well, you can go from 30 seconds
wow
to 90 seconds depending. So if you're really busy and you get the oven very, very hot, you can cook a pizza in 30 to 45 seconds.
Literally in and out. Wow.
Yeah, literally.
So tell us a little bit about your history. How did you get into this sort of wood-fired pizza business?
So I started off as a chef, and I worked in fine dining for many years, around 14 actually, as a head chef. And I did do fine dining in all different places, in Cambridge and London. And locally, and then I decided I wanted to start my own business. But fine dining food is very, very niche, so I wanted to try something that everybody liked and just do it a bit better. And so that's why I came up with pizza. And actually, in my very first job, I worked for an Italian that actually taught me pizza. That's where I got the idea from. And then when I started to do pizza again, I just kicked it up again immediately. Actually,
so you've almost come full circle then.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Well, good to hear. Do you have a particular favourite pizza? Is that one you would recommend?
Oh, it's a bit embarrassing, really. honestly, the Italian ham and mushroom, that's, for me, I don't know, that always gets me.
Sometimes less is more. Like, sometimes the simple ones are the best. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And yeah, that's the one for me. Pepperoni is good, isn't it? That's,
yeah,
you know, a lot of people's favourite. And what would be the classic one. So the margarita, that also is really good. But I think as you get older, you kind of want less. I don't know why that
is.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what would you say to anyone thinking of coming down to Doe & Co? Like, what can they expect? What should they look forward to?
Yeah, just come down. It's a really nice environment. We've got it really chilled out in there. We think, you know, we're quite competitively priced. We've got a set menu at the moment, which is two or three courses for well under £20. So it's pretty low risk to give us a shot, and definitely won't be disappointed. It'll be a lot better than most chains that they would have tried.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to giving it a go. Chris, the CEO of Doe & Co. Woodfire Pizza, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. And listen, keep up the great work.
Great. Thank you very much.